Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
That's audio from a post on Senator Louise Lucas's X account showing the Portsmouth area elected official being praised by convenience store owners hoping to see skill games legalized. Among those in the crowd is Manir Rasiwala. He has stores in Scottsville, Farmville, and New Kent. And he said some of Youngkin's proposed amendments, like perimeter limits, which would ban skill games within 35 miles of any casino, are untenable.
We have more competition coming into this area. Do we get a 35-mile radius from our Buc-ee's? I didn't get a 35-mile radius from a Buc-ee's. You're allowing Buc-ee's because you want those big stores to come in. You want big chains to come in. You're not protecting me.
But Youngkin admitted this week that perimeter rules were among amendments he was willing to negotiate on.
I am willing to sit down and really talk about the perimeter policy and to make sure that it doesn't negatively impact folks.
Rasiwala stressed his willingness to keep rallying for legal skill games at the Capitol after regularly visiting this legislative session. And Senator Aaron Rouse, who sponsored the original skill games bill, said that presence and that support may be helping.
Unless you know how serious and how needed this bill is.
The Virginia legislature returns mid-May for a three-day special session where the skill games effort and the state's budget will all need to be hammered out. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.